Cygnus, a World Catholic Association for Communication, has been celebrating its 80th birthday this week as its governing body met in Rome to plan next year's World Congress in Thailand. The organization includes members working in the fields of television and radio, cinema, and the newest internet technologies in 140 countries across the world. Jim McDonnell is the director of advocacy and former president of Cygnus Europe. He told Philippa Hitchin more about the birth of the organization 80 years ago.
Actually, 1928 was a very good year for Catholics in the media because two organizations were founded in the same year. One was eventually to be called UNDER, which was the Catholic Association for Radio and Television. Of course, when it was founded, it was just radio. Later, it became television. And the other organization that was founded in 1928 was OSIC, which is the Catholic Association for Cinema and audiovisuals, and those two organizations merged together in 2001 to become Cygnus, and now we're celebrating 80 years of activity as Catholic organizations going back to 1928.
Which is interesting to think about because, on the whole, the Church is often accused of having been very slow to have a presence in this world of communications. And yet, right back 80 years ago, they were there in the forefront almost of these new developing technologies.
Yes, I think it's very encouraging. I mean, there are all sorts of interesting things if you look back into the history. First of all, both of those organizations came into being because of lay initiatives, and particularly Catholic women were very active in actually pressing for the setting up of these kinds of organizations. So that's an interesting point. The second thing is that, they embraced the new media of the day with enthusiasm. They realized that radio and then cinema and then television, these were the new media, and they had to learn how to use them and learn how the Church could relate to them. Just as today, 80 years on, we have to learn how to deal with the internet and what it means for the future of communication.